Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's Colson Smith!
Hello and welcome back to the Sofa Cinema Club with me, Jack P. Shepherd, and I'm joined by...
Well, you would be, well, but it's you, on the sofa. On. It's on but, the sofa.
What did I say?
Sofa Cinema Club. You've only taken over twice and already you fucked it.
Oh my god.
And you gave it the kind of late DJ voice. You gave it the, hello and welcome back to Jazz. I'm your host, Jack P. Shepherd, and I'm joined. You did, and I'm joined by Sleep Ben.
I did late night brilliant. Jazz.
Do you know what? The biggest story of this whole Big Brother thing is us having to fucking do it without him.
I know. It's hard.
It's hard. He's the glue.
I've noticed straight away. He's very good at asking people about themselves, isn't he?
Yeah, something which me and you never do.
He's really good at getting people to talk. Because people love talking about themselves, don't they?
Oh, yeah. And that he's very good at finding something, going into it, and they just keep going. Like, it's a perfect scenario in that first day, going into the... It wouldn't be for me.
No, 100%.
I thought, as soon as I saw him go in, everything in me just went... I think I'd freeze. I think I'd sit on a chair with some water and think, how can I leave?
Yeah.
He's very good at it. He's coming over very well. So how did you watch? Who are you watching with?
So I watched it with Hanny and Hanny's mum. Mm-hmm. We watched it tonight. Yesterday was just me and Hanny. Mm-hmm. I suppose it's meeting all those massive personalities, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And each time you think, they're all right. Well, they're a bit much.
They're a bit much.
And then someone else comes in and you go, ooh, they're a bit much.
And it's the time stamp as well, isn't it, on the episode when it's saying 3:45 in the morning and the lights are still on in the bedroom.
You tell you what, me and you have got no chance.
No chance.
Come 10:00, I'm going. It's bedtime now. Come on.
But lights obviously off. Big Brother just dictates when you can go to sleep.
And it must dictate when they wake up. We haven't seen them wake up.
No.
Must pay an alarm clock.
Yeah.
To wake them up. So we didn't see. So it's day one, the Big Brother, or whatever it is, we're watching it every night, aren't we?
Yeah.
We've said we would. We'd keep going, we'd keep the podcast going, no matter how shit it gets. And our little chum, Colson's gone in the Big Brother house. I think he's doing well, but
he was nearly out, wasn't he, straight away.
And I'll tell you what, that would have been fucking funny.
That would have been funny.
That would have been the massive build-up. And then, Colson, can you come to the dining room? You're out.
Because Louis didn't like him because he had big ears. He said his ears are big. Let's push his face in the ring of fire. What I liked how they struggled with, it's a really tough decision. And Louis went, just do it, Sharon. You know you want it. And then it was the shove. Uncle Gary went in first.
He went in for no reason. But they made them out. They made it out like there was really legit reasons.
We drew straws. No, you pushed them two straight away.
Straight
in.
Off. You went Karen those two out. In. I don't like them.
Them two.
Them two. Too loud. You're out. And then Coulson, big
they
ears.
They owned an ad, didn't they?
And thank goodness. Because actually, Coulson is not the person you want to be voted out. He's the one you want in. Easy days.
It's the one we wanted.
But there's a bit of sanity there. Yeah, but I love Louis. Just to made fair, all these assumptions. Yeah. And then at the end said, well, it was Sharon's choice.
I know, yeah. Threw her under the bus. But no one approached Sharon and went, why did you vote me? Did they?
No one went up to fucking her and went,
oi, what are you doing?
To be fair, she seems really nice.
Yeah.
She seems like it's just a game. Yeah. It's not real. It's just,
no.
Who'd her pick?
And she's got it cushy, hasn't she, as well? She's in that private little suite.
Yeah, she must have asked for that. You'd ask for that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
If you went on it now, straight off, you'd go, I need the bedroom, please. I need a bedroom.
Sleeping with them.
I'm not sleeping with them. I need a bedroom with a loo. Base. That's my minimum.
En suite.
I need a bedroom with a loo. And I'm off to bed at fucking 10.
She went last one to bed, though.
So I tell you what, she's doing well there.
Yeah.
But I can't get the one, it's really bright.
Yeah.
Really bright. Really? And then after a while, you'd be like, it's the party that never stops.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, when you really think to yourself, oh, I'll go home now. And you're like, no, I'm here for 3 weeks. Bright lights.
That's what I mean.
So if you were in there now, say it wasn't Coulson, it's you, Jack. You're in there. Who's your mate? You need a mate. I can't work out who Coulson's mate is at the moment, but you need a mate. Who are you gravitating?
I'm going Fern.
You're going Fern. Good choice.
I'm going Fern. I'm going Sharon. That lad in the paint splatter suit.
Yeah.
He seems all right.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
I gravitate towards him. He seems okay. I'd stay clear of shiny legs. I can't go there. I'd see my fucking reflection in him.
It's quite a tan, isn't it? It's quite a tan.
Yeah.
What would you wear to go in? What would you wear? You'd have to wear your Dough Balls t-shirt.
I just...
And your boots. But it's a lot of stress.
There's a lot to think about.
There's a lot that you're getting out of the car.
Going in a leotard and... Do you know what I mean? Doing the flash dance. I'm thinking, what are you doing?
What are you doing? What's going on? And then you get in there and you're like, oof. Come through in the morning, you think, why did I put this on? What was I thinking? I've made a mistake here. I've just gone for jogging bottom. In the end... By series 50, you'd just be in jogging bottoms and your slippers. I've done this before. I know what I'm doing. Yeah. I've got a pillow, onesie.
So he survived. The Ring of Fire, he survived, didn't he?
Yeah, he did
and then
well.
And then he did the small talk with everybody. And I think he handled himself quite well.
He's mint at that.
He's very good at
all
that.
Day. He's a nice lad.
And he circulated. He did the room, didn't he?
He did the room.
He didn't just stay in one corner, which is what I would have done.
Yeah, I would have. Straight off, I would have been in the diary room.
I've made a massive mistake.
I'd like to take it back. And can you erase everyone's memory that saw me? You see, Coulson, the big thing about Coulson, which people who listen to the podcast will know, probably, is... He's exactly the same.
Mm.
He's a good lad.
Mm.
So he ain't going to break. That is Coles all day. That's Coles all for the next 3 weeks now. Fine. Asking people how you do.
Unless he gets hungry.
Unless he gets hungry and then it could alter. But Levi's on the food.
Yeah, he is, to be fair.
Yeah, that's and I thought to myself, that's a touch, Coulson be in there. Yeah. Good food, bit of an omelette, he's fine.
Chicken,
bit of an apple. Yeah, he's fine. But nothing really, they just stayed up late, but I thought there might be a bit more going on.
It might.
You need to get a bit tired, don't you? Bit grumpy in the morning, bit of drink. Bit of drink, that always gets it going. Would you drink? I wouldn't drink in there.
Oh, God, no.
You wouldn't,
no,
you wouldn't
no, no, no. You'd want to be completely...
completely sober, know what you're doing. Is it one loo?
Good question. Is it a big unisex loo?
There's all types of problems to this, aren't there?
Yeah. Is there a jacuzzi? I haven't seen a jacuzzi yet.
I didn't see the garden. I don't think there is one, is there?
There is a garden, though.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, there is a garden.
I can see... And they must do games, do they?
Yeah.
So out of, if you had to, who would you put in your top three to vote out?
Louis.
Yeah, straight off, Bush.
What I loved about Louis is whenever he was talking to people and asking them about their job or whatever, and he went, but you love it, don't you? You love it. Like after everything, whatever. And you love it, don't you? Yes, you do, you love it.
What I really liked is you talk to someone and be really nice, and then someone else would come over and go, I don't like them.
He did it to everyone.
Oh, I think they're great. They're really, really nice. I don't like them. It's like you wouldn't know where you were. You'd be petrified. So he's in, isn't he? He's off.
Yeah.
And then I don't know the other two.
Yeah, you do. It's David and Uncle Gary.
Are they going?
It's them two.
They've got the vote. I tell you what, it's stressful. I'd find it stressful.
You'd find it stressful reaching to say what was on your mind, but you'd know instantly who'd gone. In there, no, you'd know instantly. You'd find the bit stressful trying to be diplomatic and political about it.
Would you just say, it's just a game? I just picked whoever.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but I think you have to have a reason.
Oh, do you?
There has to be... I don't like them for some reason. It can't be just, it's a game, I have to pick someone.
But
so.
Louis changed his mind and then changed it back.
I know, yeah.
And he's just like, oh, crikey, do your own. Then
He picked them all.
And then he got the big bed.
Yeah, and told her to get out of it, didn't he? Anyway, that's it. They're in. Slept up until bloody... 4 in the morning, wasn't it?
4 in the morning. So tomorrow we're going to be watching, and please just help me and Jack out. Just ask us some questions.
Yeah. Give us some.
Because as we go on, this isn't our natural. But this isn't the naturally
forte,
where we
no.
forte. It's not where we go. So ask us some questions on Instagram or TikTok. Something you want us to know or talk about, or something you've seen or spotted.
Yeah.
And we address it every night.
Yeah, good.
I think that's a good way of going, because I'll be honest, I miss some of it. Do you? You can't
take it all in, can you?
No, I'm too busy looking at him, going, is he all right?
Yeah.
Is his head gone? What's he thinking? But he seemed well.
He seems fine. He seems fine at the minute. He'll be enjoying it.
He's won it. He's our winner. Right, you've got to, because you're the anchor,
okay, yeah,
you've got
to
see it.
Right, so that's all we've got time for. Good night, God bless.
Good night.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.